Blog Talk Radio.
Moose fam, and welcome to another radio show. It is your host again, once again, Fallen, co-hosted with Yeti here. Yeti, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Minus my leg. Had a fucking douchebag in baseball today decided to jam his fucking cleats into my shins. But you know, we win, so that's all that matters.
All that matters if you end up with the big W at the end. And
yeah,
there's a lot of we're going to talk about a lot of wins this week or this episode, because we have quite a few series from Wednesday and Thursday, if I believe. I don't know if Jason Blaze will be joining us on air. I think he's got 1% battery left.
Yeah, I don't know what he means by 1%. He says 1%. It shows us a picture of a badge. Like, I'm sorry, but
we don't know
what does
that mean.
Is there a decode? Is it decoded in there or something?
It's one of those pictures where we have to figure out what he means.
Yeah.
Anyways, go put the number out there if you guys are listening and you guys want to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-3873. So give us a call. We're accepting calls every time, every second. I think the most record this season for most callers, I think, is 4. I think. I could be wrong. But anyways, let's get into the show. We got some results to take care of. On Wednesday, July 13th, the first series we got was the Midgets, which is Cracker Joe, taking on Give Him the Deke, which is King Rome. So King Rome versus Cracker Joe. This is how the series went. King Rome took game 1, 3-0. Game 2 was King Rome took it 4-1. And then in game 3, King Rome took it 6-4, completing the series sweep. Another big tough loss for Cracker here. That I think through Wednesday he finished off his week. It doesn't look like it was a good week for Cracker. Yeti, what do you have to say?
Yeah, definitely was a bad week for Cracker's team. I think they finished at 0-9, getting sweeps in the first three series. It looks like this team's having a little difficulty with defense. It seems like they're putting up some goals, but is staying in the games. That's their issues. I don't know what he's going to do something here quick, or this team is going to go south very quick, and yeah, he's not going to like it. There's going to be flashbacks.
Well, we'll have to see if he makes a trade. I don't think he's made a trade yet this season, but if he does have to make a trade, who do you think he would, the first person he's going to trade?
Well, he's going to have to bring some sort of defense in to help. I'm going to say he's got two highly sought after forwards that I know in the draft that people are wanting, like John Monkey and fucking Dominator.
His defense seems like it's Ed and Zebra Tango.
Yes. Now, if anything I see happening, I see probably Zebra. I'm sorry, buddy. I see him might be moved or taking this role less of a role.
If I was Cracker, I honestly would sit Zebra for his next series and put in Matt Davin. I'm looking at the stats here. In 9 games, Zebra has 0 goals, 2 assists, 10 shots, 14 penalty minutes, and he's up -9 with 19 hits.
Okay, first off, just let me correct you before you get into Dave and Matt's stats. His first series, he was playing forward.
That why he has...
Yes.
Okay, then that changes everything. But still, I've played with both of them in scouting. I played with Zebra Tango, and I played with Matt Davin on defense. And Davin's, no offense to Tango, but I think Davin's a lot better defensively than Tango over there.
Yeah.
But,
I haven't really had a chance to play with Davin. I agree. He has to do something. Rumors are that is the game plan for their next series, just to see how Davin does with Ed as his partner before anything else is done, which is a smart move. It looks like Zebra's having a little issues getting going this season.
Yeah. It's going to be a long season for Cracker if he doesn't make any moves.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to the next series. We got Just Killer and the Dump and Chase taking on the Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is CK Benson. And this is how the series went. Game 1, Dump and Chase took it 6-4. Game 2, Dump and Chase lost to the Monkeys 6-1. So that was a blowout win for Crack Smoking Monkeys. And then game 3, Crack Smoking Monkeys complete the series win with a 4-2 victory. I think Jets is on the same boat as Cracker. I know Jets has made a couple, or at least one trade as of what I can remember. But I think Jets is going to need to make another trade. I think he's depending way too much on Saini here. Didn't he have Koozie for this series too?
Yes, he did. No, sorry.
Are you sure? I think he did have Koozie.
Yes, he did have Koozie in that series. I'm just looking here at the blowout where they lost 6-1. And, yeah.
He's on the same boat as Jeffrey. He's going to have to make a move, or another move to be more exact.
Well... In order for him to make a move, he needs to be smart and not stupid.
He failed. A totally better draft.
He did it horrible in the draft. Like his team's availability is shit. He's got Saini, who's missing at least 3 days of the week, possibly. You got fucking a part-time player.
Who's missing every single day.
Except for whenever he can play. You got fucking Ted, who seems to be not showing up for the series. Yeah, I can only play Mondays. So who else was he missing in the series?
I was talking to Jess about Ted yesterday. Apparently, Ted is not replying to his messages. And apparently, the one time he did reply, he asked Jets if he was still on his team.
Huh. Well, maybe there is an issue going on there that is underlying that we don't know about. I stress this enough. Captains, it is your duty. If you don't have a player who is not communicating back with you or anything, we don't want that in the league. All right. So it's up to you as a captain to take the proper steps here and get rid of those people that don't want to communicate or participate in the league that they signed up for, that they're committed to.
Well,
it brings the league down and everything. And not only the league, it brings your team down. And as you can see right here, Jets, you don't have room to have shit going on.
He just has to figure out a way to move him. With Josh taking over, he's definitely changed the rule.
I know the disciplinary, this whole different thing going on, but still, he still has to be taking the proper. You know what? I don't want to be the one that says anything, but from what I heard, Jets was given the chance to deal with Ted before the new system was implemented. And he decided no. So all of this revolves around Jets' own doing.
Yes. Jets definitely needs to make a move early on.
But who's going to want to make a move?
I'm not even saying move Ted. I'm saying he's going to have to move someone else.
Like who, though? The only person that's really got good availability is Gru. Jason Blaze just started a new job on a camp, so who knows how many games he could play. Right?
Chess is in a crappy situation right now. I could probably see him getting something for BC Redden or Shadillac. It won't be nothing big, but he'll probably get something.
It won't be enough to help his team. And, the only person he really has a value to, can help his team has no value this season, really, is Saini. Yeah, Saini is a fucking amazing player, but he can't play three series of the fucking five-day week, that we play. So,
yeah,
that just drops his value a shitload.
Well,
anyways.
We have to wait and see what Jets Killer does for what the rest of his what the rest of the season.
I wasn't done. I was going to talk about Crack Smoke and Monkeys now. I was done talking about Jets team. Now, CK's team here. Everyone, I know you and Blaze had them going in this week doing not that great. And they have shown that I think they're 7-2 right now or something like that. That they can stick with the best of us, which is a huge surprise. So, yes, shout out to you guys. I'm showing you guys some love. You guys are doing amazing there, and keep it up. All I got to say is you got lucky during us, playing us. That's the only thing, all right? We got E8.
Are you sure that's not going to be you after every series that you lose?
After every series, yeah. No, that was an EA series.
EA does tend to jump in every so often.
Oh, yeah. She does.
Are you done talking about Crack, Smoke, and Monkeys? Or can we move on to your series finally?
Do we have to go to... Oh, is it my series now? Or is it...
Yeah,
okay.
It's... Kopitar taking on
that's
Protein Farts.
Yeah, we
that's
can talk about my
series. We have on Wednesday.
We can talk about my sweep.
since you already said it, it's too bad to see the scores. Game one was 8-1. Game two was 5-2. And game three was 3-2. Don't know what kind of happened. I kind of want to hear what happened in game one for Protein Parts, because it looks like in games two and three, they kind of got better defensively after being blown out by 7 goals. So if you want to fill all of us in,
well,
on
actually,
what happened.
Well, first off, this was the first series that I had my players after the new trade. And so it was me, Drew, and Luckton reunited from some games that we played in once in a while. And Luckton's first series back from a suspension. So I could tell you right now, there was a lot of fucking mojo going in our party. And I don't think anyone was going to be able to beat us that fucking that series. It was a good series. After we kind of settled down, but there was a lot of penalties too. But yeah, it was a good series. It was back and forth for the last two games for a little bit until we just said fuck it and just opened up.
It definitely shows that you guys had chemistry after. Like, they're all high scoring games. Game three was the 3-2, I think it was. That seems like it was like the toughest battle that you guys had.
Actually, that game was. I know you're going to probably say, "Oh, you're going to, like you just said," but that game it was a lot of lagginess. I don't know if it was just our team or their team or for which long, but that game. There was a lot of fucking open nets that were just your guy would go in the shooting animation, but it didn't go off or something. It was just one of those games that we were able to grind out the win.
I believe that was the last series that they had Protein Farts had for the week. So let's see. They can change things going into. I believe they play on Monday, the next series. So let's hope they can change things around.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, they play Monday.
It's not like they're doing bad, but you definitely don't want to go into a fresh new week after being swept. I know the feeling. It sucks.
Especially that.
But.
The funny thing was, they got swept after sweeping.
Who did they sweep before? They swept. Oh, they swept Sabi's team.
Uncle Chavis, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. We're going to go into Thursday's series now. On Thursday, we got the Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is obviously CK Benson taking on Yeti. Never go
swept.
Full Sopitar. So again, Yeti saying the results. So we'll just go over the scores. Game one, the Crack Smoking Monkeys took it 5-2. Game two, they took it 5-2 again. And in game three, Crack Smoking Monkeys winning 6-5 in overtime. Yeti, what happened after going from a series sweep to getting swept?
Well, there was a few things, but a lot of it, as I said earlier, was
the body. Did you have your shooting lineup?
First off, there was a lot of issues with the EA. Second, I had Hockey Town playing net this game instead of Jersey. I gave him his night off. It was a good series, even though there was a lot of fucking connection issues. It was laggy as fuck. Or just sluggish period. But yeah, it was a good series. I give him the full credit for grinding it out and against us. They got the win.
How hard is it? Was it to stop McDangles or Dangles HD, whatever it is?
It's not really
was
just
it, was
Dangles.
Out of, okay,
but
Dangles out of
was,
all their players
Dangles
on their team,
the main.
Was he the one to stand out?
Dangles and Michael Scott for a little bit there were standing out. Game one definitely it was Dangles and Michael Scott show. But yeah, I saw a lot of dangles coming on the score sheet.
Yeah, it seems like it, cause he's up there and he's tied for first in point or in goals. Points list, I don't know where he's at, so we'll have to take a look at that later. But it seems like he had a pretty good week, racking at least 15 goals.
Yeah, well, game one he had 4 points. Game two he had 4 points, and game three I think he had 4 points again, and most of them being goals. So.
So he's definitely leading the team in goals. So.
Yeah,
you know
he's
who to
definitely.
Shut down.
Yeah, he's definitely the one that's carrying the team, like leading the team full force. I wouldn't say carry, because they do have a lot of fucking good depth on that team. Surprisingly, too. I'm just quickly going over here. Yeah, Dangles leads the team with 15 goals, and then CK with 7. 13. Actually, Sober's got 13 goals. So Sober's actually putting the puck in the net this season, which is surprising.
That's
because
a shocker.
We all know Sober.
We all know
wide
Sober
open
does
net.
Nothing.
Wide open net, 10 feet high or 10 feet wide.
All right. Moving on. We got, this was an interesting series. Both two really good teams. We got the Give Him the D taking on the Blue Cudas. At the beginning of the season, before we even started playing any games, we predicted that both these teams would be top three. And I can tell you at least one of them is in the middle of the pack right now. So this is how the series went. It's King Rome versus Jacob Montanez. So the Blue Cudas, which is Jacob's team, took game one 2-1, but then King Rome's team bounced back, took game two 3-1, and then took the series, shutting the Blue Cudas out in game three with a 4-0 win. So Blue Cudas still struggling to see to try winning a series. I don't know if they won a series yet this week.
Yeah, they won a series. They beat Savvy's team. Hence the write-up that caused all the drama that had that giant thing going down.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, that's right. I totally forgot about that write-up, and I read that write-up like yesterday or whatever.
I have to say, looks like the Cudas are having some issues getting their offense going. I'm just doing a quick look at their team stat, like the player stats on the team. You got Barr leading the team with 14 goals, but it dwindles down after that. You got Upshaw and Daly with 5. Daly, who's defense. Where's your offense helping you out here?
When I played the Blue Cudas, it was basically all their offense was starting with Daly. Daly would he would carry the puck in, and he would either shoot or he would look for Barr for like a cross crease one timer.
Yeah.
So they're really depending on Daly back there to start up their offense.
Yeah, well, it does show the reason why he's worth 42 BODs. I think that's what he went for. But, yeah, like he's got 15 points on the season, 5 goals, 10 assists. But, yeah, it looks like this offense is relying on their D with Daly setting up Bart for their offense. Of course, they're going to have stellar D with Daly there again, but with Jacob as well in net, because he is a standout goalie the past few seasons. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do this next week, like if their offense gets going or not.
If they don't get going, I could either see them trading Hollywood Bob, or possibly both Hollywood Bob and Upshaw to upgrade an offense.
Could possibly. Yeah,
but or maybe you even see them give Daydreams another shot, because it looks like Daydreams only played 3 games, 1 series, and in those 3 games he's only got 1 goal, 17 shots. That shooting percentage is bad. Anyways, moving on to the next series. Just gotta go back to my schedule here. So the next series we got is Bones, which is Saint, yeah, and then taking on Dump and Chase, which is Jet Skiller. So Saint took game one.
Repeat after me. Brigade.
Okay. So Bones took game one, 4-3. Game two, Dump and Chase took it 9-3. And in game three, Bones Brigade took it 6-1. What are your thoughts on this series?
I have to see something. Like, I have.
Dump and Chase went from winning 9-3, they went into game three losing 6-1.
Who played game two for them? Let's see. They had Joe Fist, Dump and Chase, who led the team with 5 goals. And then Shadillac had 2. And then Gru had 2. So it looked like it was Joe Fist fucking leading the team down this path on game 2 for that win. He's just like, you know what? We ain't getting swept, boys. I'm going to carry you.
They ran the same lineup in game 3. But in game 3, the one player that stands out to me that shined in that game 3 and that 6-1 win is SBDR. He had 4 goals, 1 assist, 5 points. It also looks like they did not have – they had a waiver playing called – his name is District Dippa. He had 2 goals, 1 assist in game 3. So it looks like they're missing Drift King over there.
No, Drift played net.
Did he?
Scroll down a little bit.
I didn't see that. I didn't scroll that far down.
I think that was maybe also the change, too, for this game because if I look back at game 2, I don't think Drift was playing net.
You played net for them in game 2 to let in 9.
I'm pulling it up right now. Give me a second here. SPDR played in net. No wonder they got scored on.
Who did Saint draft as a goalie?
I don't know, but Stevie ended up playing net for them in game 2.
Game one, Drift King played net. So Drift King played net games 1 and 3, but then he had SPDR play net in game two.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you? Because it doesn't make sense to me.
No, it doesn't. I'm completely flabbergasted. I want to see who he drafted as a goalie.
Oh, yeah, I got to say this, too, because, you know, I'm never going to hear the end of it until the season's over. Dominator Silva, I got a personal message to you from Mr. Matt saying, where are you with all your points? Where's your goals? Where's your apples? Last he checked, he's ahead of you.
So I'm looking at Saints roster. It doesn't really seem like they had a goalie.
Like
unless Drift King signed up as goalie.
We got a caller on the air. I don't know if they want to call.
813. We'll bring him on.
They
doesn't
just
want to,
jumped.
No, they hung up.
Yeah. As soon as they heard us. No, I don't want to talk.
We could bring you on the air and you can just say you don't want to talk. We'll put you right back on mute. But yeah, I'm looking at the roster here. It doesn't look like he drafted a goalie unless I do think Drift King signed up as goalie. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I think. I may have seen him sign up as a goalie. I'm not 100% sure.
Was signed up as a goalie. He still has it on his draft sheet, but he decided to switch it to forward as well.
Because his team right now is Eagle, HP, McBauer, Pounders, Saucy Paws, SPDR, Sidhu, and Drift King.
Saucy Paws is his goalie now. I know that. Because he was in that trade from wherever. He was a replacement that played net. So,
well, it looks like they should have kept drifting in net for that second game. They wouldn't have got killed 9-3.
Yeah.
All right. So that wraps up the results. We'll go into predictions. So for predictions, we've got Sunday, July 17th, which is tonight. We got Uncle Chubbs, which is Sabby, taking on the Midgets, which is Cracker Joe. And I'm going to give this one to Sabby. I think Sabby's team is going to come out with a win unless Cracker Joe magically gets his guys to focus and get them to play hockey. But I can either say Sabby's going to sweep, or I'm even give Cracker Joe one game, if depending on how Sabby's guys play.
I'm going to be Mr. Optimistic and go against you, and I'm going to say Cracker Joe's going to win this series 2-1. I think he's going to make a move on defense and to to strengthen that out for this series.
I don't know if that defensive move is going to be enough, though.
And I think that Dom and John are going to get going and light Joker up if he's playing net.
See, this is like one series that you have to wait and see what happens, because both teams not doing too good. They're both at the bottom of the standings. I think Uncle Chubbs are 0-6 and the Midgets are 0-9. So both teams looking for their first series win, and
Yeah.
it's one of these series that you have to wait and see what happens, like I said. I guess we can move on to another series where we'll probably have more to talk about. We got the Blue Cudas, which is Jacob Montanez taking on Never Go Full Kopitar, which is none other than Yeti. Yeti, I'm going to have to give this one to you guys. I'm going to give it to you at least 2 or 3. I think Cudas will take one. But the amount of overtime games you guys have played this season, I think your team is officially like one of the only teams going to like a lot of overtimes. Because I know you had one series where every single game went to overtime. Then you had one overtime series against Crack Smoke and Monkeys. So,
Our record is 5-3-2. And I tell you right now, at least 7 games went to OT.
You guys just push for the OT, and you guys only had 4 games go to OT. I'm looking at the schedule right now.
Yeah, well, I just.
But yeah, I'm gonna give this one to you guys. 2 of the 3 Blue Cudas will probably take one in OT, because you guys just love playing for OT points apparently.
Point counts at the end of the season, right?
You guys should not have a problem this series unless Daly and Bardown just go crazy on you guys.
Obviously, I'm going to say I want my team to win the series, but in order for us, our key goal is to we're going to have to neutralize Barr and Daly more. I know he plays on my side, so I want to have a little fucking fun trying to play against him. He already knows I hate him, but I love him in a non-homosexual way. It's a love-hate relationship here. Daly's a good guy. I honestly think this is going to be another close series for us. And I hope it is, because, you know what, I like close games, and I feel that makes the league better.
Remember back in the old days of the Moose? Like when I came in and the season that like you traded me and everything, where no matter what, if you had like a 5-goal lead in the third, that still wasn't safe enough, because teams back then were just like, I don't know, teams back then, it was different. Like you can make a comeback in the third period, like no problem. And you could have like a 5-5 game or something like that.
Teams back then had more adversity than they do now, it seems like, which I see my team as one of those teams having a lot of adversity. And there's a couple other teams in the league I see. I don't want to really make names out there, but I see the Cudas going to be as one of them, but with Daly and Bardown, like, so,
I think if we have to do a series of the night, you guys, this series right here, Cudas versus Kopitar, would probably be series of the night.
Yeah, I would say so. If not, almost the series of the week. I would say probably even the series of the week.
We could start doing a series of the night for each night that we predict. So, that would definitely be the series of the night for Sunday, obviously.
I'm looking down the list and like
this week is gonna be a good week. There's a lot of good teams playing a lot of other good teams.
Yeah. Well, like this is the I would say this is our team's game of the week. Our series of the week. So it definitely is the series of the night. Because that looking at tonight's lineup, it's us. You going right. against Jets, like, really, you should win that
That's,
series unless Saini's there, which I think
Saini
he will be.
Will be there.
So you guys don't have a little issue, maybe. So
I think our defense could hold them down. But we get into that series now, obviously. It's Tuffa Chase taking on Chicks and Sticks. I've always been like this. I've never wanted to predict our own series, so all I can say is that I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a tough series. Or not. I want to say tough series. I hope it is. But I honestly can't wait to face this team the next time I play them, which is going to be on a Monday, because my brother will be able to play. So I'll be able to play against my brother, and that hasn't happened in the Moose in a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, carry on if you want to comment more on the series.
Oh, you guys should win the series. Just by how you guys been playing. But I wouldn't give it past fucking dumping Chase on Saini's magical powers and pulling one out and winning the series for his team again like he did last week.
Sometimes I just wonder how Saini does it. Because there's sometimes where you could have three guys on him poking him in a corner and he'll still end up coming out of the corner with the puck.
I think he's triple jointed in his thumbs, man. And he pays the that little extra money.
he pays Koozie the extra money, eh?
Yeah,
it is. No wonder Jets Killer gets Koozie a lot.
He only got him once.
Yeah. He was supposed to have him for the rest of the week until Ted's suspension is up, but that changed.
Yeah, that's not a thing that we discussed about. So, anyways. I think... yeah, you guys should win the series. And I'll give Jets team taking one if Saini's not on his game. But again, as I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Saini just came out and won the series for Jets.
Well, all I can say is time will tell. We got a couple hours till game time, so.
Time will tell.
All right, so that wraps it up for Sunday.
No? Did you get the last series? Oh, you did. Sorry, that was the first series.
Sunday.
I was going to say, did you get Cracker Joe versus Savvy, but...
Yeah, we did. That was the first series you covered.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went...
All right. On Monday, we also got three series. The first series we got is the Protein Farts, which is Homebrews taking on the Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is C.K. Benson. This should be a good series. I'm going to say C.K. Benson and the Crack Smoking Monkeys will come out with the 2 out of 3 series win. I think Protein Farts will take at least one game. It won't go to overtime, but it will definitely be a close game. I think all three games will be close, and we'll see if Dangles HD can keep up the pace that he's at with 15 goals and whatever assists he has in the first week.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'd give this to the Crack Smoking Babies to win the series. The Protein Farts, they need to do something after getting swept their last series. So they need to get something going here. But I don't think it's going to be against Crack Smoking Monkeys. I was going to say Babies because that was a team too, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it was.
I think it was. It was a different fucking... never mind. Different time. That's it I got to say about that series. Let's move on to the next one.
So the next series we got is Give Him the Deke taking on Bones Brigade. Which
it's
is
so
Nate
hard
versus...
time saying it.
I don't know. It's just one of, it's, there's always that one team that I always have trouble saying the name. But it's King Home versus Saint. Do
Saint
we even have to predict
gonna
the
lose.
Series? Do we even have to predict the series?
It's going to King Rome all the way.
I think King Rome is going to sweep this series. I don't even know if this will be a fight. I think this will most likely be like a practice series for King Rome.
I can see Vitklev dropping his gloves against SBDR in all three games. I see a lot of people calling names. I see Drift crying in the corner after being hit. But yeah.
That does seem like goalie.
Yeah. So,
well, the lineup is out for this series. We can actually go take a look at the lineup.
We can, but I'll do that right now. I just got to fucking scroll.
Yeah, you just got to go find the lineup. Shit. I clicked week one lineup.
Well, I just click on it. Are people already putting week three lineups in? Wow. That's dedication.
Okay. What series were we talking about? It's the very last one. So Saints got SBDR himself at center. Drift at right wing, Pounders at lefty, Cidu at righty, and Saucy Paws the net.
And then you have.
Then you
Superstar
have.
Superstar Rome, Vic,
Meg, Thunk, and Crips.
Yeah.
the lineups talk for itself. There's really nothing else we can say about the series except that Saint and his guys better be ready. They just might as well just pull down their pants and open their buttholes up right now.
Yeah.
So we'll just move on
That's
to the next series.
Hey, you gotta be careful with those comments, man. There is a woman on that team.
My bad, Cidu. It was more directed at SBDR, Saint, Edge, Drift.
I know, but I'm just busting. Never mind. I was just busting.
Okay.
Or what's the next series?
I'm just going to go off topic for a second. My brother is playing Pokemon Go, and he just randomly texts me right now saying that he caught an Electabuzz.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so
the next
we'll go on
series.
To the next series. it's Uncle Chubbs, which is Savvy, taking on Dump and Chase, Jets Killer. Two bottom teams. I don't know who to give this to. I really don't.
Uncle Chubby.
I want to see Savvy.
Okay, first off, it's Monday. So the odds of Sandy being there are slim.
My
so
brother
I'm
is
giving...
in the lineup for that for the series. I should say that.
Yes, but I still give it to Uncle Chubby's two games out of three.
Let me see here. So Jessica's lineup is going to be Goofy J, Shadowlock, Sandy on forward, BC Renton on D with Jets and Blaze in net. Whereas Savvy's going to have Hubs, Mike, Savvy, Gooch, Blue, Joker.
And Mike as a sub.
Yeah, Mike as a sub and Guru as a sub on Jets Killer's team.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I can actually see Jets Killer taking this one. All depending on how Goofy and Saini play together. If they play like they used to play in the old news, I could see Jets Killer winning the series.
Yeah. They could win the series, but I'm still thinking that the Uncle Chubbies are going to win the series somehow. I think they're going to pull it out.
I don't know. I'm going to give this one to Jets Killer after seeing the lineup. I'm going to say 2 out of 3. I guess we can move on to Tuesday's series now, which is the last day we have the recap, because next one is Wednesday, and we have shows on Wednesday, so we might as well save that. We got four series on Tuesday, July 19th. We got Saint and his team taking on Jacob Montanez. Jacob definitely going to win this one unless Saint can turn things around, even if see how this first series goes here. But I see Saint taking this one, or Jacob taking this one 2-3. I don't think Saint and his team will be able to shut down Dillian Barr. What do you say, Yeti?
I agree with you, and I don't really do that much often.
No, this is a rare occurrence, people.
It's Saint going against Jacob's team. Jacob's team should win, hands down. They got the best goalie, well, technically one of the best goalies in the game. They got definitely the best D-man, defensive D-man on the game, and they got a hell of a good left winger. So, yeah. So, it seems like Mr. Fallen is having issues with his mic or something. So, let's go on to the next series, which is the Protein Farts, which is captured by Homebrews, going up to give him the Deke, which is King Rome. And you're back, so you can start your prediction.
Yeah. You got Protein Farts versus give him the Deke. I'm going to say give him the Deke is going to take this one. It's going to be a cool series, but I'm saying that they're going to take at least 2-3. Just because King Rome just, ever since draft, he drafted a really solid team. Even though he made trades, it doesn't matter. It did not affect his starting lineup. So, definitely King Rome. But he's just going to be one of those teams I think we're going to predict for him to win like almost every series.
Except for against me.
How can you stop that lineup, superstar Roman Vic?
I did. Well, we had Kuzi as well at the time because I had Luckton suspended and I had to play defense. But, you know, we won.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting.
It could be done. But, yeah, it's going to be straight up going to be King Rome's team handling that fucking man handling that game. No, that series, sorry. Correction.
Yeah, for sure. I guess we can move on to the next series. We got
the Chicks with Dicks,
which is my team taking on Never Go Full Kopitar, which is the Yeti. I'm not gonna predict the series, but I'm saying
you're
it's
gonna
the series that I actually can't wait for.
Why? Why can't you wait?
What's your comments on it?
I'm gonna win this series, man.
I'm not gonna comment saying anything, but watch out.
I'm not afraid of your team. Your team's afraid of mine. You know it.
No, we're not. We're not afraid of anybody.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is Yeti, me, you, center ice, end of game 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, so I could pad my PIM lead. Like the last time I led the league in PIMs, I was an actual goon. Like I used to love fighting every game. That was like seasons ago. And now I'm like, all right, I'll fight you though. I'll wipe the ice with you. I'll make you turtle and cry like a little schoolgirl, and then you're not going to want to fight me again. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, well, wait and see.
Ask your brother what it's like to fight me.
That's my brother. I'm better.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Moving on. Next series we got is Crack Smoking Monkeys, which is CK Benson taking on the Midgets, which is Cracker Joe. And
I'm just going to say Monkeys are going to win the series.
Yeah, Monkeys, I think they're going to sweep the series. Unless Cracker Joe could possibly pull off a trade and change his lineup. But other than that, if he doesn't, then he's in serious trouble going into week three if he still has that same lineup.
Yeah. That is for sure.
So I guess since you said you basically say predict the same thing as me, that wraps up predictions.
Yes.
We could go over to standings if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I also want to do one little thing here. I want to give out a shout-out to Marine Mike and his little cause that he's going for right now. If you could check it out, it's on the post. It's called Please Help, It's for the Kids. Basically, just the gist of it is it's an organization that helps kids with the severe types of cancer, and one of them being a brain cancer is what I quickly read. It helps them get like their video games and like all that stuff to keep them going, even though they have terminal issues. So he started a goal of like $100 or whatever, but it's gained some momentum here in the league. Some members have donated, and even the Moose has donated itself. So check it out. Check the video. This is for a good cause. So, check it out. Make a donation. Last I checked, they only need $15 more to get to their goal, but they are hoping to get over their goal set. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely go show your support. I'm pretty sure they would take anything. Even like a dollar would help.
Yeah. These kids are facing some very, very scary stuff like cancer versus fibrosis and injuries from accidents or like severe accidents. So like anything to make their lives a little bit more comfortable while they're dealing with this, it's priceless in my mind. So, check it out. He has the link there. He has a video stating if you don't want to read what the organization does. But yeah, check it out and please donate.
Yeah. It's under announcements, if I believe.
Yes. So it's under the announcements, but it's also like it's one of the trending things. I'm also just posting on there that I've promoted on the webs on the radio. And then so it'll be up there.
Yeah, so definitely go check it out. Definitely something to show your love and support for, especially for video games, us being a video game league. Should
yes.
have no problem showing your support.
Yeah, but like what's $5, $10 going to do, like really to your pocket? It's petty change for most of us nowadays, and it was just to bring a smile on a kid's face, just for that, you know, that's worth more than $10 to me, you know?
The way I look at it is, I watched a video that was posted there, and I basically put myself at that age, in that situation, and what would I want, and it's basically what we're doing, is video games. Because video games always helps people get through stuff.
Yeah, it's an escape from reality and helps not only that, it also it opens the imagination. I don't understand some of these fucking senators going to say games are killing kids' minds and all that. No, it's not. A lot of it's actually expanding it. Just what's really killing the kids like and everything nowadays is the school going
Pokemon
with all
Go.
These. No, it's not even that. It's the schools. They'd rather give a kid a tablet to learn off of instead of actually sitting down and writing stuff down.
When I was in school, we were lucky. I remember we got so excited to use computers.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was just a pencil and paper. We weren't even allowed using pens.
like I remember in school we were taught normal printing and also handwriting. Now they don't teach handwriting in school.
No, they actually took. I actually heard about that the other day. They took handwriting out of school curriculum. So
now we're going to have people from this generation of kids going forward that won't be able to do a proper signature or anything because most signatures are done with handwriting, right?
Mine isn't.
Most. I'm not saying you. Like, Gordie Howe's isn't handwriting. Wayne Gretzky puts number 99 because that's his number.
I'm looking at my Matt Duchene signed photo. And it's in handwriting. So with same with Nathan McKinnon, Brad Boyes, and Rick Nash. Even my Sam Bennett photo that I have framed is all in handwriting. So
yeah, it's an important skill that's dying off. So, but yeah,
I could possibly see my kids looking at those photos one day and just be like, "Who's that?" and not being able to read the handwriting.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on here to the standings. We'll go from last place to first place. In 10th place, we got the Midgets, which is Cracker Joe. Obviously, rough week with 9 games played, 0 wins, 9 losses. In 9th place, we got Uncle Chubbs, which with 6 games played, 0 wins, 6 losses. They had a reschedule with the next team I'm about to mention. In 8th place, we got... Do I even have to say it? I know I'm going to have trouble saying it.
The Bones Brigade. Okay, in 8th place is Bones Brigade with 6 games played. It says 3 wins, 3 losses with a total of 6 points. So they're sitting at 500 for the season. Okay. I could do some more too, you know.
Yeah, you do 7, I'll do 6.
Yeah, okay. 7 is Dump and Chase. They've got 9 games played, 5 wins, and 4 losses with a total of 10 points with a percentage of 556. All right.
In 6th place, you got the Blue Cudas, which is with the same record, 9 games played, 5 wins, 4 losses, 10 points, and same percentage of 556.
All right, and then we have at 5th, we got the Protein Farts with 9 games played, 5 wins, 4 losses, 10 points, the same as the other 3, so it's a 3-way tie, technically, with the percentage of 556. And I don't think Rollins is there anymore.
No, I'm back.
Sorry, well,
the next one is never go full Kopitar with 9 games played, 5 wins, 2 losses, 2 overtime losses, 12 points with a percentage of 667.
Now this is what I don't understand. How come you have the same percentage of me with 9 games played, 6 wins, 3 losses with 12 points?
I had less goals against. I had less goals against.
No, I'm not saying that. You have 6 wins, 3 losses. Your winning percentage should be higher than mine.
I don't know.
That's why you're ahead of me. I know that. But I'm just saying, like, you should have a higher winning percentage, technically. Given the Deacons crack smoking monkey shouldn't have the same percentage because one has one more win.
I think MOS is screwed up and whoever's running MOS has to go take a look at it.
Oh, isn't that the person I'm talking to right now?
I'll take a look at it later. But carry on here. I believe you're up next.
I just did you. And you
did?
I did your team, so it's...
I'm up next. Okay, in second place, we got Give Him the Deke with 9 games played, 6 wins, 1 loss, 2 overtime losses, and 14 points with a percentage of 778.
All right. So, and then we have it first place with 9 games played, 7 wins, 2 losses, and 14 points, and not a save percentage. I mean, win percentage of 778, because I think it's higher. But, yeah, it's the Crack Smoking Monkeys. And that is your standings for week one. Bum, bum, bum.
Every Sunday we're looking to, we're probably going to do this. We'll talk about teams that have moved up or moved down. So, yeah. Was there anything else we had to talk about on the show? I don't think there was. I think that was it.
Yeah, I think that was it.
All right, guys. With that being said, this is Fallen. My last kind of words is a new week. Hopefully these bottom teams can get things going and we can have kind of a competition with every single team in the league this year or this season, and especially in the last season of NHL 16. So yeah, everyone enjoy your Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And yeah, Yeti.
Well, what I'd like to say, have a good week, everyone. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be nice, communicate, and stay out of shit. This is me signing off, and I know Fallen's signing off, and Blaze is stuck up somewhere in Timbuktu trying to sign on and off, but adios.
Later.
We need each and every one of you. cruise ship. I'm tired of